there's no doubt that everyone's happy that the Army Sergeant Bol Bergel was released by the Taliban in exchange for some of their prisoners. But according to the Washington Post, it looks like some laws may have been broken while doing it. Amid jubilation Saturday over the release of the Army Sergeant from captivity by the Taliban, senior Republicans on Capitol Hill say they were troubled by the means which it was accomplished, which was the deal to release five Afghan detainees from military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Top Republicans on the Senate and House Armed Services Committee went as far to say President Obama may have broken the law, which requires the administration to notify Congress before any transfers from Guantanamo are carried out. Trading five senior Taliban leaders from detention in Guantanamo Bay for Bergdahl's release may have consequences for the rest of our forces and all Americans. Our terrorist adversaries now have strong incentive to capture Americans. The incentive will put our forces in Afghanistan and around the world at even greater risk, House Armed Services Committee Howard McKeon said. He is the ranking Republican at the Senate Armed Services Committee. It's not good to see something like this. The argument about whether or not the sergeant should have been released is up to debate, but how it was done is going to be interesting. Was it done legally, and was it done in a way that now the Taliban can take advantage of every situation? Okay, they gave us 5 for 1. Let's get another one. Maybe next time they'll give us 10 for 1. I don't know. The debate will continue, but it is great to see the Army Sergeant at home. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.